Hello boys and girls, ladies and germs, it's your boy Adele back again with another episode. First of all, I would like to say a big happy new year to every person who's listening to the podcast. I hope you guys have had an amazing 2023. If you did not have an amazing 2023, make sure to aim high for 2024 and make your dreams come true. Work hard and surely you will achieve all your goals and all your dreams. With all of that said, let's jump right into our episode for today. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about the easiest way to start dropshipping in 2024. As you know, dropshipping is slightly getting more difficult because there's a lot of changes happening with everything, with product selection, obviously, with running ads on platforms like TikTok, Snapchat, Facebook, Instagram, and all of that good stuff. But on today, I'm going to take you step by step to understand how to start your own successful dropshipping store and make it a success for 2024. So, as you know, over the past few years, I've generated millions with dropshipping, and recently I sold one of my stores for a life-changing amount. So today I'll share exactly how I did it and the best way for you to start your own store this year. There are three pillars to succeeding with dropshipping. The first one is finding a product. The second one is building a store. And third one is getting customers. So let's begin and let's start with pillar number one. The main reason most beginners fail on Shopify is poor product selection. And I'm speaking from experience, because when I started, I tested over 100 products until I found one that was profitable. Not only was this extremely frustrating, but it cost me a ton of time and money. And obviously, the reason why it took me so many tries is that I didn't understand the core principles of customer psychology and why people buy products online. And if you don't understand these, you are guaranteed to fail. Once I learned these principles, everything clicked and I finally started making money. And now I'm consistently able to identify products with massive potential, like clockwise principle number one, obviously, is very, very important. What's in it for me? People. So, what I mean by that is when people are trying to buy products, they normally buy them for selfish reasons. Typically, people would buy a product because, you know, they want to improve their lives or increase their status. Maybe, you know, thinking about the, you know, what how would this product would make me feel? Does it add value to me? Does it make me feel good? Is it going to solve a problem? So that's how you identify products. I tend to stay away from trendy products because seasonal products are not going to make you money. They will make you money, but then you have to wait for the right timing for it. For example, you know, the Q4. Q4 is generally when a lot of people make money, because you got Black Friday before that, you got Halloween, and then you got Black Friday, then you've got Christmas and all of that good stuff. But you want to build a branded Shopify dropshipping. That's what you want to do. You want to build a branded Shopify dropshipping so you guaranteed sales throughout the year. And you will find this to be true when selecting a product to sell. So the first question you should ask is, how much value does this product provide to the customer, and why would they buy it? So for example, my winning product, for example, I'll even reveal the product right now, which is a slip band. This is the exact product I scaled past 700k in sales. It's a headband with built-in headphones, and I'm sure a lot of you beginners or even people who are listening have seen products like this online. Basically what it does is it's a headband that helps you sleep, and it's got a microphone built in as well that you can play music. So it allows you to comfortably listen to music to help you fall asleep faster. When I looked here, I knew immediately that this is a winner. And I knew it would work because the value it provides to the customer is massive, and it solves a problem that millions and millions of people around the world struggle with. So this is the first thing you should look for in any product. That's why I keep telling every single person, even my students, people that I'm coaching one-on-one, we always focus on products that solve a problem, because you can make a lot of money. Richard Branson once said, or somebody asked him, Richard Branson is the only probably billionaire in the world who had more than 6 companies that are unicorns, meaning that they've got like the value of over $1 billion. They've asked him, so how do you get rich? And his answer was like, look for a problem in the world and solve it. The bigger the problem, the more money you will make, or the richer you will be. So always find a problem, solve it, and you will get rich. Forget about trying to find those trendy products and stuff like that. Again, they just don't work, because people that I coach or people that start their own e-commerce and they fail, and then they come to me to help them and coach them, I always see it time and time again, they have products that just do not sell. They don't have value, like literally they have no value, the product has no value, it solves no problems. Literally it's just one of those products that you would walk past in one of the grocery shops and stuff like that. You want products that have value, and you want products that solve big problems. So always look for products that solve massive problems. So for example, look for these products. If you want to sell them, you can always find them. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. Find these products, see who's already selling these kinds of products. Obviously, there is a lot of ways that you can find these kinds of products. I have my own product research that I do, that I find products that I know will sell, and then I improve upon them. I'll see, for example, if there is a store that is selling that product, I would look at their website and go through everything, and I'll be like, okay, I can do 10 times better than these guys here. And then I'll go hard on ads as well. So when I found that product, let me go back to the product that I have sold over 700k in, it obviously generated over 700k in sales. So when I first found it, I was like, okay, so this is a good product. So when I found this product, it was by understanding the principle number 2, which is don't reinvent the wheel. You don't have to be the first to sell a product. In fact, this will be much more challenging for you as a beginner. If you do this, if you focus on the products that are already trending, you can cut your learning curve down significantly through reverse engineering simply by studying the stores. What I mean by trending, that means you look at the trend of sales, traffic and stuff like that. I'm not talking about the products, the trendy products. So I'm talking about the charts, looking at the charts, studying the store, see how much sales they're making, how much traffic they're driving. Use all the tools out there to figure out if this product that solves this problem is going to be great, and if it's trending through Google Trends, for example. Is there people out there, people searching for this product, for example? Okay, so you can do that through Google Trends, and you can do it through SimilarWeb. You can, just type in the URL of the product that you found that solves the problem, and that way you can see how much traffic they're driving and how much money they're making. So again, as a beginner, if you do this, if you focus on the products that are already trending, you can cut your learning curve down significantly through reverse engineering, simply by studying the stores and and ads that are succeeding with this product. You can learn exactly what's working from them right now, as opposed to trying to figure it all out by yourself from scratch. For example, when I first found my product, it had over probably 3 million views on TikTok, and to some they would see this as a saturated product, like all these gurus and all of that. They'd be like, yeah, it's a saturated product. I don't believe in saturated product. I do believe in marketing, being able to market the product properly, being able to use psychology to trigger the buyers to buy the product by, you know, talking about the benefits, the pain points, and all of that good stuff. Okay, so people will be like, yeah, this is a saturated product, but I never look at it like that. So I saw it as an opportunity when it comes to finding these products. They are literally appearing in front of your face every single day on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, feeds, and you can actually trick these platforms into force feeding your products by engaging with every single ad you see, dropping a comment, for example, liking, clicking, checking out, obviously going all the way to check out, obviously I'm not buying. So you can trigger the pixel to track you, and then Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, they'll serve you more again and again similar ads. That's how you do this. And then when you get served these ads, then what you do is like them, click on the website, as I said, and they'll show you more and more of those products. So these products will allow you to see what products solve the problem, what products are trendy, what products are just one of those gadgets. So you don't want to be wasting your time on silly products. You want products that have high value, that people perceive as high value, that solve a problem, and then you click on them, comment on them, check out, and you'll be served more and more and more and more of those similar ads. So after doing this for a while, you will have a feed that is flooded with potential winning products. This is how I found the sleep band and every other product that I've sold in my career. And to capitalize off these trending products, you have to apply the final and the most important principle to upgrade the greatest opportunities. Come from finding products that are recently trending, that have room for you to upgrade, even through someone who had racked a million views, for example. What I mean again by trending, meaning studying the charts, looking at this, like everything is a numbers game. We don't guess with dropshipping or a business in general. Everything is a numbers game. Okay, so look at the numbers. When I say trending, I mean looking at the charts, looking, is it trending on Google Trends? Is it SimilarWeb and all the other websites like Simru and all of them? You copy the URL and you look at the data, you look at the numbers. That's how you identify if this is a trending product or not, if it's going to generate you more money or not. So even if someone has already racked millions of views or pounds, you can still make money from it. So the sleep band, before, when I first looked at it, I knew it was going to be a winner because it solved a big problem, like I said, and I knew I was going to be making money from it because I already had ideas about how to make it a success, because I looked at competitors and what they're doing. They were just stealing each other's videos, and that's something that you should never ever do. I got a product, similar product from Amazon. It got delivered to me, and I started shooting my own videos, doing my own videos, and then got other family members to do the videos because it was an easy product to use. So that's how you do it. Try not to rip off other people's videos, because the algorithms on Facebook and Instagram and TikTok, they know that this happens, and that's why a lot of you wonder why your ads are not performing. If you're ripping off each other, it's not gonna work, because the algorithms know that these videos already exist. You can test with them to try if you're getting clicks or you're getting sales, but you cannot, you know, make millions from ripping off other people's videos. You have to have your own creatives. You have to be very good at coming up with your own creative and shooting your own videos, etc. So avoid low quality video ads. These ads, you know, are not going to be working. You have to have videos of high quality videos. High quality videos will help you, you know, with clicks, with CTR, click through rate, and they will help you with the engagement and all of that stuff. So you need to avoid low quality videos, and because they're just going to make your website untrustworthy, you know, and poor product images are just not going to work. You want to have highest quality images, videos possible on your website. So if you want, obviously, if you want to make sales, if you want to make the real money, if you want to make just a couple of hundreds here and there, then that's fine. But if you want to take things to the next level, you have to have the highest quality pictures, videos on your store. I repeat this because this is very important. So what you need to do then is by, you know, when making sales, so you need to reinvest that money into that, into your, content creation, videos, you know, hiring, obviously, people to do your user generated content for you as well, if you want to scale things to the next level, because you don't want to be doing it all by yourself, because you want to buy back time and you want to focus on what you're good at. If you're good at running ads, then you need to focus on running ads. If you're good at, you know, making videos and pictures and the creative side, then great, focus on that and outsource that to someone else to run the ads for you. Reinvest your profits. That's the only way for you to take things to the next level. You cannot take things to the next level if you're not reinvesting your money into the brand that you're building. Because remember, we're trying to build a brand here so we can exit. So we build a brand, we get sales, we get the revenue, and then the aim is to always exit, to sell that business to someone else. Because you're building your data, you obviously, you have your own data, you have your own email list, and then you have your own social media profiles as well. Because remember, these are all assets that you rely on if you want to exit. Because if you want to buy that business, they'll ask you how the email list, how many people do you have on your email list, how many followers do you have on Instagram and TikTok and Snapchat and Facebook. These are all assets. These are digital assets that we built. Okay, so these are very important things to do. So again, once you launch your website, then you start running ads. Because a lot of you fail with dropshipping because you don't know how to run successful ads. Running successful ads, especially now if you focus on TikTok ads, they're slightly still cheap, because I've said this on my previous episodes and I'll say it again, TikTok is still cheaper than Facebook. You can still run good ads for probably about $50 or $100 to test out a campaign, okay, with probably 5 ad groups or ad sets. They're called ad groups on TikTok. And then on the creative level, you can have up to probably 10 creatives or 20 creatives with $100, and you're guaranteed to get a few sales. This is the best way for you to do it, is to have one campaign, one broad targeting, and then duplicate it 5 times. And then the creative side on each ad group have 3 creatives or 4 creatives on each ad group. With $100, you can start by having $20 on each ad group, or you can start with a CBO. Personally, I'd say CBO is the best way for you to start, because it will do a lot of work for you to find the best ad group that's going to perform. And then you scale by, you know, duplicating the ad group with the most sales. Obviously, this is a bit, you know, advanced, but this is how you do it. You wanna you want to duplicate the winning ad group into a new campaign and then put more budget into it and reinvest into ads, and then you scale that way. Okay, so these are important. So some people might find it very difficult scaling TikTok ads, but it's not really that difficult. You can always, you know, find ways, or you can watch YouTube videos or whatever, because even on YouTube videos, a lot of people don't even know what they're talking about, to be quite honest. There are a few people there is a handful of people that know what they're talking about, but majority of people are just, you know, guessing. Everything is guessing. They're just guessing. But remember, everything is a numbers game. You don't want to, you know, just guess and think, oh, I'm just gonna do this, because remember, you don't have much time. And you don't want to burn through your cash, because especially if you're starting out, you're not going to have, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars to test out ad creatives and stuff like that. So you want to make sure that you're testing out, and then you're looking at the numbers. Everything is a numbers game. Look at the CTRs, look at the CPCs, and look at which creatives are doing well and which creatives are not doing well. If they're the ones that are doing well, keep them on running for at least 72 hours. The rest, kill them off. If they've been running for 48 hours and the CTR click-through rate is bad, is under 1%, kill them off. If the CPC, cost per click, is above $1, always kill it off, because you're the one there, and you want your CPMs, especially if you are based in the United States or if you're targeting the United States, the CPMs are always going to be slightly higher than other parts of the world, like in Europe or in Australia or Canada. But United States, for some reason, is always slightly more expensive. An average CPM for e-commerce, especially if you're dropshipping, is around $20 to $30, which is not too bad comparing to Facebook, especially during the high seasons of Q4. I'll always tell people these things get really expensive during Q4. That's why this is the right time for you to start your own e-commerce dropshipping, branded dropshipping store, because now you can build up the data, build up the email lists, build up that pixel. So you have enough data, when the time comes by the end of the year, you're ready to crush it. Because remember, when you look at those people that are doing big numbers, they're not just starting out. They haven't just started their own e-commerce a month or 2 months before Q4. This is a long game. This is a year worth of planning and making sure that everything is working, from the pixels, from the email list, from every single thing is working perfectly. And then when the time comes, you strike. Because remember, this is like a chess game. You have to move and know when you're making your next move. You know, you don't just guess. Once again, you have to make sure that you know how to plan, and you know how to play the long game, okay? Because we're building digital assets once again. So yeah, so with all of that said, I hope this short little episode has helped a little bit, you know, giving you a bit of an overview how things work. And, you know, obviously, if you want to start your own successful e-commerce, this is the right time. There is so many exciting things that you can do to make your branded Shopify dropshipping store a winner. So start now, plan from now, build your assets and crush it with ads, especially TikTok ads, guys. Make sure you focus on TikTok ads. And obviously, you know, if there are any changes or anything, I'm gonna be posting, or I'm gonna be, you know, having more episodes to talk about what's happening with e-commerce, because I want to focus on the podcast this year. I want to provide you guys with a lot of value, and I want to see you guys win. So, and just before I finish, I would like to say a massive thank you once again for being my podcast listeners. Last year, we've had a lot of people from all over the world listening, especially people from the United States, the UK, Canada, Australia, and some parts of the world. Thank you so much for taking the time to give me your ear and listen to what I have to say about e-commerce and dropshipping, because I've been in the game for close to 9 years now. I've started in 2015, end of 2014, 2015. And so I've been playing this game for a very long time now. So I understand how the whole e-commerce dropshipping works. And there are a lot of changes now happening. So we have to adapt, change, adapt and change. Otherwise, if we don't and we stay stagnant, we'll fail. This is the truth. You have to learn to adapt to changes that are happening with e-commerce, with Shopify, with advertising platforms, so you can stay ahead of the game. And if you'd like to know anything about Shopify branded dropshipping, you can always send me a DM, or what you could do is book your free strategy session with me personally. The link will be below this episode. And if you have any questions and you would like start your own branded Shopify dropshipping, get in touch with me on Instagram. There'll be a link down below as well. So yeah, so whatever, if you need any help with anything, just let me know. The past year I've helped over 231 people start and scale their own e-commerce Shopify branded Shopify dropshipping to over 10k a month. And I'm so proud of that. And if you guys would like to see the results as well of the people that I, the results I got for my one-on-one coaching students, you can always see them on my Instagram. And with all of that said, one more time, thank you so much and happy new year. And I will see you on the next episode. Take care. Bye-bye.